how to deal with bad memories and how to tell truth from deception. Those are some of the big themes in the psychological thriller Homecoming. It's a new show now on Amazon Prime. It stars Julia Roberts in her first leading role on the small screen. She plays someone who thinks she is helping soldiers adjust to civilian life after battle.
My name is Heidi Bergman, and I'm your caseworker for this reintegration process. Our facility is a safe space for you to process your military experience and re-familiarize yourself with civilian life in a monitored environment, which just means getting you situated now that you're back, career-wise, health-wise. Basically, I work for you.
That is not how it turns out, though. Homecoming started as a podcast, one of several making their way to television. NPR's Mondelit Del Barco tells us how it went from one medium to another.
Julia Roberts says she got hooked on the dark themes and complex storytelling of the Homecoming podcast.
I just remember calling my agents and saying, yeah, that's a super cool story. That was really terrific. And I know the actors that are in it, and I thought they were great, and the sound production was super cool.
In the 2016 podcast, Julia Roberts' part was played by Katherine Keener.
I'm helping to get you situated now that you're back. And career-wise, health-wise, basically I work for you.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Here's the basic story of Homecoming. Heidi Bergman lands what she thinks is a great job, helping soldiers reacclimate back to civilian life. She becomes close to one soldier in particular, Walter Cruz. Gradually, she realizes the truth of what she's a part of is far more sinister. The plotline flashes back and forth in time between present day and the future, 2022. In the podcast, the change is signaled with sound effects. The TV show uses similar sound effects, but also changes the aspect ratio from full screen to a square picture. Homecoming was shot on an enormous soundstage on the Universal Studios backlot in L.A. That's where we found the show's creators.
I'm Eli Horowitz.
And I'm Micah Bloomberg.
Bloomberg was working as a sound mixer for TV and films. Horowitz edited and designed books for McSweeney's. Then Gimlet hired them to create its first fiction podcast. Together, they came up with Homecoming, but they never expected to see their audio work transformed into TV.
The scale of this is totally crazy.
I mean, Julia Roberts, for God's sake.
Yeah, that is a surprising development.
She's good at acting. But how did it happen? It's just kind of one weird fluke after another.
They say it was challenging to adapt what was essentially a radio play to television.
No character could even be alone in the podcast, because you can't have a scene if someone's alone.
Couldn't have somebody talking to themselves?
I mean, you could, but no one really talks. I mean, if you talk to...
You're thinking, maybe.
Yeah, but when I talk to myself, it's unintelligible muttering. It's not story beats and monologues, you know.
And then when we came time to do the TV show, this whole world of visual storytelling opened up to us. So you could see the setting around them, you could see the props that they were holding, you could see what their faces looked like when they were listening to somebody.
For the TV adaptation, Amazon hired Sam Esmail as director and showrunner. He used 75-foot-tall cranes to shoot from above the two-story set.
We do a lot of bird's eye view here. That's supposed to give the sort of feeling that you're watching these guys like insects under a microscope.
Much of the story takes place in a secret facility where the soldiers are housed and medicated. In this scene, one soldier in particular, played by Jeremy Allen White, questions what's really happening.
Everybody listen! Who here thinks we're in Florida, huh? Who here thinks any of this is real?
Okay, Heidi. Okay, enough. We're done, okay?
Heidi is constantly hounded by her long-distance boss, played by Bobby Cannavale.
Heidi?
Yes, understood.
Okay, and we keep Schreier confined for the night, and if this type of response persists, then you have him reassigned, okay? We're so close to getting what we want. I can't have this guy contaminating the whole project, okay?
Okay.
Neither the soldiers nor Heidi know the real agenda.
There's something about this relationship with your reality and how unreliable it is and how much can you trust it.
This is familiar territory for Sam Esmail, whose show Mr. Robot had similar themes and tones.
In the case of Mr. Robot, it's obviously the hacking world and the world at large, but here in Homecoming, it's more intimate. It's more about this facility. The guys who are coming over from war clearly think they're in a situation and they don't realize the whole picture, but even Heidi, who works for the quote-unquote evil corporation, she doesn't even know the whole picture.
Were the men there voluntarily?
I answered your question. I really need to go back inside.
Is there a reason why you're refusing?
I'm not refusing.
I don't remember.
By the end of the first episode, the audience knows something is amiss when a Department of Defense investigator, played by Shea Whigham, confronts Heidi. She's now a waitress in the year 2022.
What about the name Walter Cruz? Do you remember him?
No.
But the central relationship in Homecoming is between Heidi and Walter Cruz. The characters are attracted to each other because they're both idealistic, says Julia Roberts.
She believes in the power of listening and guiding, and I think he's also a person who really has a very sincere kind of personal compass.
Yeah, there's no cynicism with your characters. You guys are very earnest.
Yeah.
We met up with Roberts and Esmail sitting in a hotel suite where she was showing him her antique Mahjong set.
That's a white dragon.
Yep.
They first met over FaceTime.
And just clicked within seconds. We were like lifelong friends, just chit-chatting, and then realized we should probably talk about Homecoming.
Unlike most hour-long TV dramas, Homecoming episodes run just half an hour.
It's funny, everybody really like, you know, why did you pick television? And I didn't pick television, I picked this project. The 30-minute drama, I think, is brilliant.
There is something about that 30-minute format that creates this sort of lingering effect that you have at the end of every episode that kind of just slowly creeps up on you as you make your way through the series.
Homecoming, the TV show, starts out fairly close to the original podcast, but will go in a different direction. Amazon committed to a second season. Season one is now streaming. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.